Good morning and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast with me, Ekta Batra. I'm going to get you an update on all the cues and news you need to watch out for trade this morning. Well, let's start by quickly recapping what took place in trade yesterday. It was a mixed day for the markets. The Nifty was down 0.5%. The Nifty Bank outperformed. The market breadth was at 1:1. But if you look at it in terms of the context of the global risk-off that we saw, then we were definitely much better and much more resilient. In yesterday's trade, the FII's net sold around 1,652 crores, whereas the DII's net bought 606 crores. Remember, it's been a little patchy when it comes to flows from the FIIs this month with a couple of net buy figures, but for yesterday, like I mentioned, it was an FII net sell figure that came through. While the medium-term perspective for our markets is that lower crude and a stronger rupee is likely to provide resilience in the face of a global risk-off that we might see, in particular for today's trading session, it could just about be a little bit of a consolidatory start for our markets. We have crude, which is at $63 per barrel, so there's no real big movement which has taken place overnight in terms of crude prices. US markets did come off the day's high, primarily because of Apple shares, which in fact lost out in yesterday's trade, again, triggering fears in terms of what's taking place with those FANG stocks in the US markets. Asia is largely in the green as we speak, and the SGX is just about flat at this point in time, given up gains from the day's high, indicating that it could just about be a consolidatory start for us. Remember, it is also Bank Nifty options expiry today, and overall volumes are likely to possibly be lower because the US markets are on holiday today because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we have our markets which are closed for trade tomorrow. Well, watch for resistance as well with regards to the 50 and the 200-day moving average for the Nifty, which stands at around 10,750. Why is this level relevant? Is because we surpassed this level quite firmly earlier in this week, but we pulled back quite quickly to even go below 10,600. So let's see whether we manage to claw back and sustainably manage to pierce those levels. In terms of stocks and news, ILNFS Transport says their interest is due and payable on November 21st on NCDs, which are not paid due to insufficient funds. GMR Infra is in focus as the company announced the Kakinada Gateway Port signed a concession agreement for development of commercial port. Rolta India is in focus on account of getting a petition filed by solicitors, so that stock would be something to watch out for. Vodafone India held its investor and analyst meet yesterday, so do watch out for that stock. Jet, the company clarified to the exchanges that the company continues to be in talks with various investors and will make appropriate disclosures as and when necessary. This was in response to the CNBC TV 18 story filed with regards to Etihad. And lastly, GAIL would be in focus as the Prime Minister is going to launch city gas distribution bidding for Deoghar, Sheikhpura and the Jamoi districts.